Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, September 16th, and it is 1:51 p.m. This is Talk on the Rock, and I'm your host, Colette Zarnicki. We have a band that will be playing at the Nolan Center this Thursday. That's Diet and the Love Soldiers. Diet Van Lieshout, sorry if I mispronounced this, is with us today on Zoom. She'll be sharing with us their experiences as a band and what we're to expect Thursday. You can call in to ask a question or leave a comment. The number to KSDK is 874-2345. Hi, Daya. Thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I am great. I'm really good. How are you?
I'm good. And can you just tell me how to pronounce your last name?
Yeah, it's Van Lieshout.
Lieshout. Okay, great. Thank you. So you play with your husband, right? Robert Van. Yep. And then Juno Award-winning producer Bob Hamilton. Is that correct?
That's right. Yep. They are the two Roberts, but one goes by Robert and the other goes by Bob.
So you and the band are on tour right now, and you started the tour last Wednesday in Skagway, and mm-hmm. you're playing Petersburg today. How's the tour going for you?
It's been really great. We really love playing in Alaska. And this particular Alaska tour has been like a year and a half in the making. We tried to be here last year, and unfortunately we weren't able to get our permits in time, but we got them this time and we're so excited to be here.
Welcome. We are excited. Wrangle is very excited that you all will be here too in 2 days. And so you live in the Yukon, right? Where exactly do you live?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm on the Alaska Highway going towards Fairbanks. And we're about 2 hours from that border crossing. So it's in the Kluane region of the Yukon. And I'm from Kluane First Nation, and my village is right on the shores of the lake.
Awesome. Did you, I imagine you flew here. You probably didn't take the ferry.
Mm-hmm. No, we didn't take the ferry here. We did the, you know, the Haines, Skagway, Juneau by ferry. And then flew here. I was expecting, you know, a little bit of a longer maybe nap on the plane. We went up, and then as soon as we got altitude, you know, we kind of got to cruising. And then the pilot came on and said, "Okay, everyone, we're starting our descent into Petersburg."
Yeah, and then your flight to Wrangell is going to be a little shorter.
That's great. Well, I learned this morning, we were at the school here in Petersburg, and I did a couple of shows for the kids, and I learned that most everybody gets around by boat. So they were like, "Why don't you have a boat?"
Yes. When I listen to your music, I hear country and folk rock, even like a type of Patti Smith type of punk rock influence, because your lyrics represent justice. And Google says Indigenous Canadian alternative country, folk, and roots. How would you describe your sounds?
Oh my gosh. I think our music is, especially this new album that we're bringing out on in like 2 days on the 19th. It's sort of like a bit of an homage and a throwback to the music that we listen to when we're touring. So when we play in Canada, we do a lot of driving, like incredible amount of driving. And the music that we play, it just has shaped and influenced our lives so much. And, you know, Bob, we call Bob our 70s guy. You know, he was playing in the bars and in bands, you know, from the 70s, late 70s on. And all kinds of music from like bar R&B to his love of traditional bluegrass and Western swing. And then we call Robert, my husband Robert, he's like the 80s guy. And he is, you know, he grew up, and he's from the Netherlands originally. He grew up playing rock and punk and also like sort of like in a Dixieland jazz band. And then me, I grew up very traditionally on the land, but really grew up at it, studying also classical music and studying voice, classical voice, and being really influenced by music of the, the early 90s. And and I was a teenager when this thing called grunge sort of hit, went big in the world, in the world from the West. And it was like, so all of that really made, I think they, it shapes and forms who you are. And I think you can hear that in the music. So it's influenced by a lot of genres, but it's also mostly my music and my songwriting. It takes place on the land. It's very land-based, environmental, and looking at the world from maybe a northerner's perspective.
Yeah, that's really, really awesome. Just like the like an eclectic mix of all different genres, like you were saying. And like you said, your new album is coming out in a few days. It's called Seeds of Dreaming. Will you give us a brief look into what that album is about?
Yeah, that. So I started writing songs for this album about 5 years ago. And then I sort of, I just kept writing. But we, the pandemic happened, and we were sort of grounded for about a year and a half. And then when we went back to touring, it was like relentless. We toured for about, it felt like 2 years straight, and it kind of was. So I this the you know these songs were percolating in there. And then last year, we're able to connect with six other northern-based musicians, and we brought them into Bob's studio in Whitehorse. And I brought these tunes that I had worked out to the group, and we were just going to record some like demoing and just sort of like find some shapes for these songs. Anyways, Bob ended up pressing record, and it turned out to be the form, the bed tracks of these songs. And it was a really beautiful experience just to hear, these tunes that I'd written come to life, not just, from just my singular vision, but from this collective kind of sound that was created with these other northern musicians. And that's so the result is Seeds of Dreaming.
Wow. And one song that's been released that's on this album is Give Me a Reason. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Could you tell us about this song and after we'll give it a listen?
Yeah. So Give Me a Reason. I wrote this song a few years ago. I think like everybody in the world right now, it feels like things that everything is sort of closing in some way, like we have this, it's like this close, the walls seem to be getting too close for comfort, and not, and feeling like, I was just feeling like whatever I was doing, it was just hitting a wall and sort of falling down. And I was starting to feel a little bit like helpless, like, I'm just like one little voice in this big wide world of billions and billions of people. But I turned to the song. It was like a way for me, like sort of like a cathartic exercise, I guess, of just being able to question the things that were really bothering me, the things that I felt like I was, I wanted to do something about, but just didn't have a voice. And so that's how this song came about. And it's about like For me, I mean, it can mean anything to anybody, depending on how you look at it and where you are in your own life. But for me, it was a place to question what I was feeling was the gaps of injustice were just too big for me to straddle myself. And I just wanted to know why, like, why? How did we get this far?
Thanks for sharing. We're gonna take a listen of it right now. So this is Give Me a Reason.
For the king on the throne and the ones that polish stones, for those that kiss the ring and the puppets tied to the string, give me a reason. For the guns that I sold, and for those that reap the gold, for the kids that are bleeding, and the ones still left grieving, give me a reason. There's trouble. The man on the streets and the ones that want his defeat, for the poison in the veins and the pushers who deal in pain, give me a reason. There's trouble on the ground, oh, there's trouble.
That was Give Me a Reason by Diet and the Love Soldiers. And we're here with Diet. The band will be playing Thursday in Wrangell at the Nolan Center. So, Diet, In a recent article in Roots Music Canada, you said you found music before you found your voice. Will you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, I grew up in a tiny little cabin. Like, I was raised in a really small cabin with my two siblings and my parents. And we did not have much, but my dad had a really cool, like, shortwave radio. And that was sort of my first introduction to music. And because we were able to listen to music from, like, all over the world, it was kind of cool. And I remember just, like, you know, especially on cold winter kind of nights, you know, when everything is really dark, and being stuck inside, and just like hearing these voices and this music come from another place on the planet just kind of struck me. I don't know, it has always stayed with me, and I still have that feeling sometimes when I listen to new music. I thought, I want to do that. I want to do that. And I think I've always, like, had this, this sort of creating kind of, mechanism going on in the back of my mind, since I was really small. So without knowing, like, that I would one day maybe be a songwriter, I was always composing things. So making melody, or making stories, or making words that sounded nice when it was sung. So I think that was always there before I even discovered that I even had a voice, because I was a really, really quiet, shy kid.
Yeah, thank you. And how old were you when you became a songwriter?
Well, I sort of discovered, like, I started seriously studying music and studying singing when I was 12. And from 12 until I finished university, I have a degree in music performance. I was really very much just studying voice. And then when I finished university, I suddenly realized that I needed to have a job. I need to do something with this music degree, which kind of led me to songwriting. And I did it in a really weird way. I answered an ad for a songwriting partner in a music magazine in Vancouver. And, you know, sort of the rest is history. Thank goodness. I mean, I was really so naive. I just, you know, it could have been anybody asking to be a songwriting partner, but it turned out to be an incredible person that I learned a lot from, and end up, that's sort of how I got into writing. And I learned so much, because I was writing for like a large publishing company. I learned about the craft of writing a song from lots of really experienced, highly talented individuals. And I just and then when I started writing music for myself years later, I was able to take those teachings and sort of apply it to what I like and what works for me.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that.
And yeah,
so you sing in both English and your indigenous language, which mm-hmm. is Southern Tshoni. Will you tell us about your writing process and when you choose to sing in either language?
Yeah, so for me, I grew up with traditional songs around me. And I always, to be really honest with you, I always sort of thought maybe that traditional music didn't have a place in the, let's say, in my performing life, because it's not traditional. And it wasn't until my grandma, who's in her 90s, she had called me down to her house one day before we went out on tour. And she asked me why I didn't sing our songs, when, in this band situation. I didn't really have an answer for her, and she told me it was okay. So, with instructions, of course, about what I can and can't sing. So, and her and I actually end up writing a song together, in the language. It's more of like a, it's a new traditional kind of feel and style. And I'm also, like, in my community, a language learner and a language teacher. So more and more language becomes a part of the music that I make. And it feels more natural, feels like, it's, I'm not struggling with trying to balance these two worlds. It's more like they are just, it's just one world, and I just find my place in it.
Wow. Is that song that you created with your grandmother, is that on one of your albums with Diet and the Love Soldiers?
It is on the previous album called Diet and the Love Soldiers. It's called Aseke, and we recorded it. I'd recorded it several different ways, but in the end, just end up doing it a cappella, just the way that we wrote it.
Okay, I'm trying to find it. But maybe I'll play it at the end. It's called Seke. Is that how you
That's
spell
right.
it?
ASI and then KEYI.
Okay. Maybe I'll be able to find it. I'll move on to the next question, and then if I can
Yeah.
find it, we'll close with that song.
All right.
What is something you're proud of on your journey as a musician?
That's a good question. Nobody's asked me that before. You know what it is, actually, I think, it's like this morning, one, a little guy, I think he was in grade three, at the end of our little show at the school, he came over and said, "That was impressive." And you could tell, like, it made an impression on him. And I think for me, that's what it is all about. It's like making a connection, being able to connect with somebody in kind of like this impersonal environment of like stage in a theater, or audience and performer, but being able to connect with somebody on in a really personal way, where they feel compelled to tell you what impression that made on them, and you know that they're going to go away and think about, maybe think about a song, or think about how it made them feel, or that's really, that's the power and the beauty, I think, of art, music, and singing, and voice, and is to be able to connect with somebody that you don't know in a really deep and meaningful way. And then they walk away from that, and you both have gotten something out of that that sort of stays with you. That is, I think, what I'm most proud of, for sure.
Yeah, the human connection.
Yeah.
That's
Is so, really, real true human connection is so undervalued and underrated. But it the tiniest little connection can change the trajectory of somebody's life. And I think that's so powerful.
definitely. Thank you. It is very powerful. When you're here on Thursday at the Nolan Center, what should your audience expect in terms of the stage performance?
Oh, well, we play, we our show is, we're plugged in. So even though we're a trio, we make a lot of noise. We make enough noise for at least five people. So Robert is, he's playing rhythm guitar and drums at the same time. He plays drums with his feet.
Oh
He
my
was
God.
our drummer when we were a big band. I play bass, and Bob plays, he plays back and forth from pedal steel to electric guitar and also mandolin. So we do, and we all sing harmony, and it's a, I try to always trying to craft a show that sort of takes people, takes them up, takes them down, you know, and so we do everything from like making lots of noise and playing totally plugged in to just we like to also just take some time in a set to sing around the mic, just one mic, and sing almost acoustically. So it's a bit of that and storytelling. You know, I think that's a big part of my music is the story. And so I like to tell that story, and I know, I definitely know for sure, you know, like we are Alaska and Yukon are so much closer related than we think, and we share so much of the same landscape and same history. And so I like to try to make that connection.
Yeah, thank you. And yeah, so that sounds really cool as well. I'm excited to see the, you know, you all play. Is there anything else you'd like to add to this conversation?
Just, you know, we're just thrilled. We're thrilled to come to, I've never been to Wrangell, and love, you know, I'm so excited to be in the town and to make some music. And we're just really grateful to the people, the Arts Council, for sticking with us and bringing us into your town and making it so that we can play. And yeah, we're just very, we're very grateful for that.
Really awesome. I found Asi. Can you please pronounce the name again?
Yeah, so it's called Asia Kei, which means my grandfather's country.
And will you just, is that, that's what it's about, I'm assuming, huh? Will you
Yeah,
go?
the song is about it's actually these are my grandmother's words. So her and I were chatting, and I had this a great idea that I would you know, I would work with her and write this great song. Turns out I didn't do any of that. these are her words, her story, her beautiful like poetry of her connection to this land we call our grandfather's country, Asikeyi, and through her lifetime about the that relationship and how it changed with people coming in from the outside, and how that changed her relationship, and how in the end, at the end of her life, how it also came back, how that her grandfather came back to her.
Yeah. We're gonna play it. We're gonna end with that song. But in the meantime, this is Diet from with Diet and the Love Soldiers. They are playing at the Nolan Center at 7 p.m. on Thursday. We're gonna play Asia Kei, and
Yes.
next will be Deeper Cuts. Thank you so much, Diet. We're really looking
Thank
forward.
you.
Yeah. Have a good time in Petersburg tonight, and we'll see you Thursday.
Will do. Thank you very much. See you then.
Thank you. Hey, Nedishinka, Dikanu Tadu, Heya, Heya. Dikanu tadu, heya, heya. Asia kei, dachana kutatingana ura, yatsasaina heya, ura yatsasaina, heya. Yeah.
I see a cane, Kuchanio. Heya, heya. A joy, it's a sigh, a con. A joy, it's a sigh, a con. I see a cane. Kuchaniu, heya, heya, aho tashan niti, aho tashan niti, kunshish ye ding e, kunshish. Yeah, ding-ing.